Cruise ship season gets underway in Juneau today. The 965-foot Norwegian Pearl, with capacity for more than 2,400 passengers, docked this morning at about 8 o'clock. Princess Cruise Director of Shoreside Operations Kirby Day says most tours will be operating, so passengers should have plenty to do.
They're here from 8 in the morning till 10 at night, so it's a nice long call, so they'll get off and do some shore excursions and do some shopping downtown, and sounds like the weather's going to be okay, and looks real good.
515 ships will call in Juneau this summer. That's down from previous years, though conservative estimates still have more than 800,000 cruise ship passengers visiting the capital city in 2010. According to an April 2009 McDowell Group study, the average cruise ship passenger spends about $144 in the city. That pumped about $140 million into the local economy in 2008, when nearly a million cruise ship passengers visited. KTOO's Casey Kelly has a look at what local businesses are doing to prepare this year.
Last-minute landscaping was one of many items on Monday's to-do list at Tracy's King Crab Shack. Owner Tracy LaBarge says a lot of little things must be done before the food cart, located next to the downtown library, is ready for tourist season.
Maintenance, painting, it never goes quite back together the way it started every year.
LaBarge specializes in king crab from the Bering Sea fishery made famous by the Discovery Channel's Deadliest Catch TV show. She also sells locally caught Dungeness, and this year will be adding prawns to the menu. Despite an expected decline in cruise ship visitors this summer, LaBarge doesn't seem worried.
We'll see. I think this year, you know, last year was actually a good year for me. This year, two of my biggest ships, you know, where I did get a lot of people off, those two are not here this year, so... But hopefully we'll make up for it on some of the other ships, the way they're coming in. So I think it'll be about even.
Over on South Franklin Street, retail shops are in various states of readiness. Some merchants are still moving in. Some won't be ready for the first ship, while others have been open for a month or more. Locally owned gift shop Hickox Trading Company is only open for the cruise ship season and a few weeks in December. Manager Lori DiCarlo says April is a stressful month.
Because I don't have any kids to work or any employees yet, and the bills are due the 1st of May, and I don't have a boat yet. So just getting it all priced, I get, you know, 150, 200 boxes at a time every week, and it keeps coming until the end of May, and then I have to reorder starting June.
DiCarlo says sales were down a bit last year, and with fewer boats, she's expecting another drop this season. But she says it always seems to work out.
They say we're supposed to have quality, not quantity, so hoping that they'll want to spend more than a dollar.
Year-round shops have it a little easier, but Alicia Smith, owner of Imagination Station Toy Store, describes the weeks leading up to tourist season as creating chaos.
We are moving things around so we can put out all our Alaska toys. We try to put the first quarter of the store, first half of the store, kind of Alaskan-y toys and books. So we're just trying to get it all out right now. It's a little crazy.
Imagination Station depends more on winter holiday shopping than on tourists. The store doesn't get the foot traffic that shops closer to the cruise ship docks get, so Smith is happy with whatever extra business the ships may generate.
It's definitely, there's fewer ships coming in, there'll be fewer people. I'm not too nervous about it yet. You know, there's been changes recently with taxes, and you know, you just sort of have to ride it out and see what's going to happen. I think that there are a lot of people out there that would still love to come to Alaska. So, and maybe we can bring them in as independent tourists. Who knows?
Six ships will visit Juneau this first week of the cruise season. Things get really busy on May 19th when five ships are scheduled to call in one day, potentially carrying more than 8,400 tourists. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.